This is PHP BB Weekly, episode number 152, recorded live on Saturday, June 19th, 2010. Happy PHP BB birthday to you. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 152 for Saturday, June 19th, 2010. Coming from cloudy and cold San Francisco, California, I'm your co-host Douglas Bell.
And coming from clear and warm Washington State, I'm David Lewis.
Something about that seems justly unfair.
Oh, it's beautiful out today.
You're much further north than I am, David. You're the one supposed to be shivering.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
It was really hot last week, and all of a sudden it got down to like low 60s.
Wow.
And they've moved the county fair up to this week. Normally it's in August.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they're loving all this lovely freezing county fair weather.
And it's been raining this week up here.
Oh, well, at least we haven't had that.
You know, some places here in Washington State have gotten more rain in the month of June than they normally get all year.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a rainy...
You guys have had... You could spring. Call it the rain-pocalypse, I guess?
It's not exactly apocalypse. But, yes, it's definitely been very rainy, so...
Rain-ageddon? That one actually works better. I like snow-apocalypse better than snowmageddon, but rain-ageddon's pretty good. Rolls off the tongue. This is the show to talk about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com, and it was a big week this week for us, although I had to convince the teams of it by going through Wikipedia, finding archives to prove it. But Thursday marked the 10th anniversary of PHP BB. David, how did you celebrate?
I read Naderman's tweet that said it was the 10th anniversary. That's how I celebrated.
Not bad. You know how I celebrated?
How did you do it?
I geeked out about the release of WordPress 3.0.
Yeah.
Which was released conveniently on a Thursday.
Yeah.
It is awesome. I have never been this excited about a release of any PHP. I'm sorry. I was more excited about seeing the features of WordPress 3.0 than I even was about PHP BB 3.
Mm-hmm.
There is some... I've just been tearing through the feature pages. There's some amazing stuff in there.
Good. Is the code any good this time?
Well, one thing I did notice is they've eliminated... They have no longer allowing camel case. They have updated their coding standards, so camel case is no longer permitted.
And now PHP BB is going in the direction of camel case.
Is that so?
Yeah. Very ironic.
What's even more ironic is that, you know, remember Robert Helzer, or Xor?
Yeah.
Who's often known as the nickname of the camel?
Mm-hmm.
He's long gone, and now we're going to camel case? Oh, I'm loving it. It's got, with the merge of the multi-user version of WordPress, which is now called multi-site, with the core WordPress, the way they implemented that is actually very nice.
Really?
You just add a constant define to the config, and that turns on a special network pane in the admin where you go, enter some information, and it will then configure the network for you and simply give you a bit of code to paste in your config file, some things to paste in your .htaccess file, and then boom, instant network.
Wow.
I love it.
That's nice.
And finally, custom post types. So you can actually customize your own type of posts, which can then be handled kind of in a separate set of taxonomies. So it's kind of like, you know, still being able to make your own post, but you can have complete control. It will then show up as like separate in the admin panel. So like where you could add a post or add a page or add a category, you can now separately add any of your custom defined post types, determine what kinds of tagging is permitted in there, what kinds of other options are available in there, and handle them separately with your implementation of a plugin or theme. So it's a very nice system. It's a very advanced, you know, developer stuff, so I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm seeing a lot of new possibilities. So it's WordPress is really becoming a solid CMS now, not just for blogging.
Yeah, I noticed that, and that certainly has its... It makes it interesting, for sure. Yeah.
definitely having customizable menus is a big plus. No more hacking for that. Oh, I'm so excited. But we're not talking about WordPress today. Even though I could.
Believe it or not, this is not WordPress Weekly.
Someone else already does WordPress Weekly, so go listen to him. They're still on TalkShoe. Still.
Still. Wow.
They're still on TalkShoe. We should managing.
We should bring him over, invite him back on the show, and show him the light. Again.
That's true. The last time he was on the show was, I don't even remember the last time. I think he popped in the chat room once a few weeks ago. Jeffro, we miss you. All right. There was a lot of stuff that kind of happened on Thursday, because a bunch of, things got in my email that I've been waiting for weeks. Went out to dinner. It didn't really have anything to do with the birthday of PHPBB, but we went out to dinner, so I'll just say, presume that was it. I wanted to get something for this morning's show, but I wasn't able to. I wanted to go and get some Stewart's soda or something like that. That was on my old podcast, which is, over 2 years dead now, but it was kind of our running gag. Whenever we had something to celebrate, went out and got Stewart's Orange and Cream gourmet soda, which is yum. So I couldn't do that, couldn't make a cake, couldn't do anything along those lines, but we can at least, acknowledge it and celebrate it and say yay about it. But before we do that, maybe we can cover a couple of things that are new first. Remember last week we talked about the new homepage on .com?
Yes.
And we had a couple of comments and critiques about it, but they went and messed us up by continuing to change it. So there's a lot of stuff that's changed even since last week. One thing that I think has changed, they actually have added the sort of two-paragraph overview of what PHPBB is right on the homepage. In fact, the first thing you see is the number one free open-source bulletin board software, which we like to believe it is. And they have actually now, this is a feature that has been missing ever since we lost the old PHPBB2-based site, a test board. As in, you can actually go click on, it's not very visible, but you can click on a link, it says test it, and it takes you to a site, www.try-phpbb.com, and then if you look in the super, super fine print, it will actually say that you can log in with the username administrator and the password administrator, and actually be able to get a full functioning tutorial of PHPBB3.
Yeah, so it says test board is generated automatically and is only available for an hour after it is created.
Yeah.
Once this time limit is reached, the data is purged. Please note that the demo is linked to your IP address. You will not be able to share your test board with other individuals. Default username and password is administrator. That is a really fascinating idea. That I like that. That's great.
Now, this is not an original idea. I've seen this like years ago, when I was exploring different types of BBs, I'm pretty sure vBulletin had something like this. You could sign up, and I even think some CMSs had stuff like this. Actually, what PHPBB had on the PHPBB2 days wasn't quite like this. That they did, they considered the main PHPBB.com community to be your chance to test the front facing part, and that's why they still have the Test Me forum on there. I wonder if they'll still keep that Test Me forum. But then they had a demo of the admin control panel, but it was a fake admin control panel done entirely in HTML, no PHP. So essentially, you could go around and look at the things. In some cases, you could kind of click the submit button on the forums to see where it goes to, but you couldn't actually change anything and have it mean anything, because it was just an HTML version of the PHPBB2 admin with the the frame menus on the left and then the actual content on the right side. You remember PHPBB2's administration control panel very well, right, David?
Yeah.
Frames.
Evil frame.
Not the kind of good iframes, but total frame stuff.
Yep.
I'm gonna frame you later. So that was kind of a fake admin control panel demo, but when we went to the version 3 based website in 2007, that disappeared. And so this is new. Kind of belated, but nice to have. And you can also, and it's also nice because you can actually have a way of seeing what Pro Silver actually looks like without going to Area 51.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of really good, popular CMS software out there. They have demos, so it's definitely nice to see PHP heading in that direction. So it's kind of interesting because it's not something that we think about because PHPBB is so easy to install and set up. But yeah. When you think about it, it's not always quite that easy for everybody.
Can I make a little observation? Again, I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to talk more about WordPress. But WordPress 3.0 ditched the Kubrick theme as the default theme.
Yeah.
Kubrick was installed, first came out in 2005. About 5 years ago, so. But what I'm noticing now, looking at Pro Silver, I didn't realize this before. Pro Silver looks a lot like Kubrick looked like, mm-hmm. with the blue gradients and stuff.
You know, it was funny. I was setting up a board this week for my sister's site,
yeah.
And she made the comment that the Pro Silver looks like a doctor's office. Like a clinic room. Okay.
I don't think the teams are planning this for 3.1, but I think it might not be a bad idea to maybe look at offering a little bit of refresh, refreshing things into this style. Considering that, like I said, it looks like WordPress. This WordPress had Kubrick for 5 years. We've now had ProSilver for...
3 years.
3 years, yeah, because it came in the RCs back in, mid of 07. It's starting to look a little bit dated, too. At least, mm-hmm. at the very least, you can't even change the colors, whereas Kubrick could at least do some color changes. So, I don't know. Maybe it'd be nice to offer a few more, modifications, a little bit more of to the default theme. Because one thing I like about, the new one in WordPress is that you can make changes to it, so it really... A lot of people are now just sticking with the new default theme because it's quite customizable and actually a pretty well-designed theme, and I would agree with that. Whereas, if you go to a site that is PHPBB-based and is still stuck on Pro Silver, and this is even true with Sub Silver, maybe to a lesser extent, it seems like, the site has no imagination.
Mm-hmm.
The site's kind of become expected to change the theme because the default is just kind of like a fallback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
WordPress is, they are very impressive with what they do on the front end.
Yes.
On the user interface. I think that's probably why it's actually gotten so popular, is because of the way it looks. It certainly hasn't gotten popular because of the way the code is.
The code's getting a little better. I mean, it's workable. I'm able to work with it, but I use it just because it is it's in terms of the interface. And normally, when I'm working with a CMS, I'm doing it because I want other people to be able to contribute to, people that aren't as tech literate as I am. I mm-hmm. want them to be able to figure out how to use it, and so I would not recommend anything but WordPress for a CMS at this point. It is mm-hmm. it's gotten that much better since version 2.0 came out back in late 05, actually. Yeah.
Joomla wouldn't want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I need to give Joomla a bit closer try, but I was having some difficulty figuring out how to set it up the one time I tried. All right. Anyway,
Yeah.
Okay, that took
a Before we longer. Belabor that point anymore.
That took a lot longer to talk about than it. So let's get into the notes that I've actually planned out. One other thing that came out on Monday, if you have a little bit of designer blood in you, you can apparently design the t-shirt for Liberty Evasion. It's a contest that was announced by David IQ, who is, of course, the mod team leader. But it's, this sounds, I didn't see this one coming, but it's a nice idea. What do you think about this, David?
Where is that?
You didn't hear about this t-shirt design contest?
No, I didn't.
This was on Monday.
Okay.
Strike that. This was Sunday night, actually.
Okay. All right. This is a fascinating
idea. Do you follow PHPBB Weekly on Twitter?
Yeah.
You haven't followed it close enough.
No, I have. Yeah, that's because I don't visit Twitter every day,
You
actually.
don't have Tweety installed or something like that?
I do, but I try to avoid opening it as much as possible.
You're sure you do a lot of tweets when you open it, like
Yeah.
in short spurts.
Yes, yeah, rare short spurts. So, let's see, what does it say? With Liberty Vision right around the corner, I'm sure some of you are. Bad grammar here. I'm sure some of you are excitedly waiting. Are excitedly waiting for the event to get here and possibly want to get some nice PHBB swag to wear for it. So, we'd like you, the PHBB community, to submit design ideas for a t-shirt. It's really bad grammar here. We welcome any designs
David,
that you
David,
may
David,
have in
David,
mind.
David, you realize you are criticizing the mod team leader of bad grammar, but you forget, and you should know this because you are on the mod team, that the mod team leader is the one who guards the door of the cage that holds Birdiezilla.
What? Well, since when was that happening?
Or was it elephants? I take it back. Eric had elephants.
Yeah. Yeah, probably elephants.
Whatever. All I'm saying is lock
Okay.
your doors at night from now on.
Right,
Going on. Go
I will now lock my doors at night. But we welcome any designs that you may have in mind and have the means of saving as an image file of some sort and presenting it to the rest of the community. If you think you have a design that will be a nice representation of PHBB, you are welcome to post a sample of it to this topic as an attachment and maybe an explanation of what you designed if it's not clear. Be prepared to receive criticism from other community members and from the rest of the staff. At the end of this week, or next week if need be, we'll hopefully have enough designs and critiques to make a final selection and decision. Why don't they just make several different kinds if they don't if they get several good ones, they should just make several different kinds of t-shirts.
Well, we'll
The
see.
prize will obviously be that your design will be selected and announced here on the site and will mail you the printed t-shirt soon as we order them and get them in. You'll also get your very own Birdie and PHBB team polo shirt. Sweet.
Sweet!
I
So I
love
already
those
have
shirts,
one.
by the way. Yeah.
I want one, but I can't design shirts.
I never noticed this before. Did you notice that David IQ's avatar, it has Einstein.
Yes.
Is this PHBB
I think
on
he's changed.
the
I think he's
chalkboard?
changed that a little bit recently.
That's funny. That's quite funny.
So okay, so now that you've gotten caught up, and I think the answer probably to you, David, they probably will only do one because it costs more in printing fees for them to do multiple. They have
That's
to
true.
make the single template that you can then use to just stamp on T-shirts. But if they have multiple types, then there's multiple stamps they have to do.
That's
Cost
true.
more.
Yeah. Oh, there is one other hidden announcement that Josh Woody made me aware of
Oh.
this week. I gotta find it here. Let's see. Converters, converters. There's converters. Okay. Announcing the converters database. With the advent of the customization database, we are now able to offer a converters database for users who wish to convert their boards to PHBB from another board software. We invite converter authors to submit their converters to the new converters database. This database is open to converters from other board software which have reached a stable state. We do not have a lengthy list of validation criteria, but we will test wherever possible that the converter is in a working state.
Now I need to find
So,
where that database is. I can't find it.
here is, first of all, here is the link to the announcement, which was posted this week, and the converters database, which is in the customization database. And there's already a converter in there.
One
It's it,
converter.
yeah, there is. And considering they just launched it, that's not bad.
Okay.
Posted by Dickie.
SMF or SMF, as we like to call it. I just made that up. SMF. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Much needed. Great. I love how the. Oh, and of course, there's no screenshot for this converter. I ain't gonna use it. I need a screenshot.
So now the support and discussion can take place for those specific converters in the customization database, which is awesome.
David, are you worried that this customization database is on the verge of making the forums obsolete?
I am not worried about that at all. No, because especially since the 3.0.x support forum has 476,992 posts alone.
Yeah.
3 years, 476,992 posts.
Well,
not counting anything modifications forum, which includes not only the mod database releases, which a lot of posts took places, but also the mod requests, mods in development, mod writers discussion, and automod. So the mods in development, that, you know, that could never be replaced. Mod database releases, yes, that's obviously replaced. Mod requests is obviously not replaced. Mod writers discussion is obviously not replaced. And automod could be, but probably won't be replaced.
That's true. Automod could now live in the customizations database.
It could now live there. Yes.
So could UMIL. In fact, there is no UMIL forum, and this, all these things could live in these places. I wouldn't be surprised if there'd be a translations database soon.
Yeah, that's
makes sense, that's, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Josh, did you hear that? Translation? Come on.
We want, and next we're going to have a customizations database.
I'm sure they're thinking one at a time.
So, but yeah, between all those that could theoretically go to the databases, and of course, the also mentioned, you know, the TextMe forum could go away. They have their own test board area. You could theoretically be looking at losing up to half of the forums on the board index of .com/community.
What? No, you couldn't.
Well, the front facing ones.
You could. No, look, okay, you would only, you only lose the database releases and the styles releases.
My math is imperfect.
And okay, and style bad. Support and discussion. That might.
Okay.
Maybe a little.
I want to talk about t-shirts. So there's some nice designs here. Kind of was scrolling through them recently. Here, the first one is kind of interesting. It has little birdie next to the big Statue of Liberty. However, and there's one here that has, you know, a big blue, you know, burst emanating from Statue of Liberty's torch, and of course Liberty Vasion, New York, you know, kind of a little some arch designs. A lot of these people did kind of multiple different types of designs, so it'll be interesting to see how the team chooses them. One of the popular ones is on the top of page 2 of the T-shirt design contest topic, which has you know, pretty much PHPB creating communities worldwide with a bunch of people standing on around half of the globe, which kind of got a lot of interesting attention, and they made a horizontal and vertical directions of those, and then actually later also did some versions that we could look like on black, both in color and then a grayscale.
The second one, which is the landscape version, is clearly superior.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the one that he went with for more. But then, middle of the third page, comes some other interesting ones. We have kind of a very bold standing out PHPBB logo with, you know, Manhattan in the background. And that one looks pretty interesting as well. Also kind of taking on the arch shape. You seen that one, David?
Yeah, it's a little
tipped
busy.
It is, but I know it's. I can see kind of where it comes from, though. I've seen a lot of shirts that kind of have.
Whereas the shirts that were posted on page 2 by Christian are. I definitely like those. It keeps a nice simplicity that could work on black or white.
Yeah.
And
then the next one by Christian on near the top of page 4, he actually does the PHPBB logo out of code. I believe was index. Actually, maybe it was on a previous page as well, but on index.php, or no, functions.php is where he gets the code from.
The code? Is that the blue shirt?
It just looks like the PHPBB logo by itself, but
okay,
logo is apparently
I see.
Made out of functions.php code, out of one of the actual PHP files. Then there's
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's code I really don't want to look at on a shirt.
You don't like that?
I just prefer not looking at that particular code on a shirt. The functions page.
There's one on towards the second half of page 4 by Rich McGurr, which has, you know, kind of a PHP on the front with a bit of a globe, and then on the back it has a fake function, want community.
Yeah,
if want community equals PHP, then it's true. Else, it's false, and then return it.
Very silly. Very silly.
Let's see. Scroll down. Towards the bottom page 4,
I do like the logo on the front page, or on the front of the shirt, though.
Yeah. On the bottom, towards the bottom of page 4, there's a second, third maybe of it. There's another one by Mike White. Same as before, but with color. But
yeah.
Blue.
It's better. Definitely much better.
Accented.
Still think it's too busy. It's like crammed into the New York City district.
Yep. Then on page 5, MLSIS has one borrowing one of the Vlad Drasimov images.
It counts having Big Buddy minus PHPBB. It's interesting.
And that's all we got so far, but there'll probably be a little more time to make some picks. They're all pretty interesting. I'm really curious to see what one comes available for Liberty Evasion. And David, I know you'll be jealous because this time I get to have one of these probably. About to figure it out, but what I think we're going to do, because I certainly the teams have said they'll be making a pick, but I would like to also find out, you know, kind of what you all think. So on Wednesday, I'm going to be putting together a special page on our website, just to kind of a straw poll. I'm going to kind of aggregate together the different designs that are available in this topic, and just do a little bit of a straw poll for to see who people vote on what they would pick, and we can maybe see what the community choice will be. I don't know if there'll be a prize or anything, because I'm not.
Have you decided on one now?
No, I don't know yet. I want to see if there's any more options that come available. So
okay.
Yes, but that straw poll, it'll be, and this is also entirely a deadline to make sure I get this episode out within a reasonable amount of time, but the poll will be up on Wednesday, and yes, I know that if you are one of the tens of thousands of people that are planning to stand in line for iPhone 4s, that is going to be kind of inconvenient for you. That's exactly why I picked that date. So, assuming the world doesn't end for more AT&T website server crashes... there you go.
Server crashes. How about server vulnerabilities?
How about people getting their personal credit card information exposed to other people?
Yeah, thank you, AT&T.
Yeah, lovely. So, Apple, get another provider. Get another carrier, please. Please. Okay, so that's the shirts. You know, do not too late to get a design. And
serves them right for going exclusive.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be honest, the other carriers aren't that much are much better. Verizon's trying to rip people off everywhere.
You can't get much worse than AT&T, though. I mean, really.
Oh, they're all about the same. I mean, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah. Let's we won't get into that mode. Debate.
It is PHPBB's 10th birthday, and I actually had to go into the archives to let Yuri know, you know, why it was June 17th considered the birthday, but we found this post linked from Wikipedia posted by the Finn, you know, the original founder of PHPBB, James Atkinson, on June 7th of 2002, where he said that on June 17th, 2000, he sat down at his computer and thought to himself, gee, my website needs a forum, since at the time there wasn't much out there in the way of PHP-based forum software other than Foam, which he despised. Created a PHP version of UBB. He had not realized that vBulletin actually existed at the time. And that night he was up till about 3 a.m. and managed to get posting, replying, and topic forum lists done. So, we acknowledge June 17, 2000 as the day when the first lines of code that became the PHP bulletin board were written. That's why Thursday was the 10th anniversary. Woohoo!
Mm-hmm. And then July 1st... This is fairly interesting. July 1st, 2000. I posted the topic in DevShin.
Wow. Yeah, I posted the topic in DevShin. Take a look at this topic. You'll love how many people have bumped it since then. You actually really? Did not. I'll post the link just a second. There's a lot of links coming today, so look out. Again, you'll see that you know the Finn just said, "Hey, I want some stress testing," and no one responded to him for a little while. But then, you know, someone did. Apparently, Joel Ford got the acknowledgement of being the first person to ever post and register to a PHPBB bulletin board, other than the Finn himself. So, there you go.
Huh.
Not too bad. And a couple of quick question there that was never answered about HTTP auth. And then all of a sudden, this topic got bumped in 2005. And then bumped again last July. Or last June, actually. So, kind of interesting how people bumped, and actually they are apparently very willing to, this site was very willing to just allow it to happen, because I know it's probably kind of cool for this website to say that, hey, we've been around so long that the most popular free open source bulletin board on the internet was founded right here, in essence. That's probably pretty cool for them.
Yeah, that's wow. It's like looking into the past.
So, I liked Yuri's post this week where he said, you know, last 5 years ago, Paul Owen asked us to raise a glass to the anniversary. This year, he asked us to raise an aluminum can because it's the tin or aluminum anniversary.
What?
If you link to Wikipedia, the 10th anniversary is the tin or aluminum anniversary. Though in modern times, you're supposed to give diamond jewelry for the 10th anniversary.
I see.
So I need
to... July 1st was when it was, like, released to...
Not quite.
It was shown to other people, so yeah. I'm saying.
Fairly functional.
So then July 15th...
We got SourceForge on board. Went to CVS. Yeah. Oh, CVS.
Ah, good old CVS.
Yeah. Back when it really... I don't know. I was going to make a joke about CVS, but
We went into CVS and SourceForge, and we really started working on 1.0 properties.
Proper. Why not?
The month interest from some people brought Nathan Cotting. And John Abella into the team, and we started hacking away.
Oldies.
Yes. Interesting.
And then...
August 14th.
August 14th of 2000 is when phpbb.com got registered.
And we got our first real site up. Until that time, it had been hosted on my own server at totalgeek.org, which is now gone.
So now we know when the PHPBB teams have to pay their domain license, their domain payments. Two more months.
From there, it started to steamroll. PHPBB version 1.0 beta was released, mm-hmm. and a PHP Nuke module was built out of it.
Ah, PHP Nuke. Do you remember PHP Nuke?
I remember PHP Nuke. Good old PHP Nuke. First place I saw PHPBB was on that Nuke. That got us a lot of attention from the PHP crowd, and the user base started really building. December 16th, 2000... PHPBB version 1.0.0 was released. Wow, they still had slow development back then, too. With this release, Bart VB joined the team and started major work on 1.2 through 1.4.
Yeah.
After the 1.4 release, or perhaps it was 1.2, I can't remember, Paul joined the team. That would be PSO TFX.
Yes.
He had been hacking PHPBB majorly for his own side and was very interested in some of our ideas for 2.0. At this time, Frank also joined the team along with Jonathan, who was a convert from the Blazeboard camp who didn't like where that was headed.
And of course, Frank Feingold also kind of served as the former web host before we went to OSUSL. And Jonathan is, of course, Jonathan Stanley, SHS, the father of the birdie. Yes. And actually, it's not listed here, but the last release of 1.x was 1.4.4, which came out on November 6th of 2001. So they actually had pretty good development then. They were able to get 1.0.0, 1.2, and 1.4 with a number of releases in each of those within an 11-month period.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
And you can still find 1.4 PHPBB out in the wild.
Yeah.
It is recommended that... don't get too excited.
It was only released eight and a half years ago.
You know, and think about it, really, some of the 1.4 boards are still quite active. And I scratch my head and going, what the heck are they still doing on 1.4?
How have they not been hacked yet?
I do not know. That's a very good question.
Yeah.
Moving on, February 17th, 2001.
The year of 2.0.
PHP version 2.0 was started in earnest.
Mm-hmm.
We had been having major conversations about it since the release of 1.4, and this is when the ball really got rolling on it. 2.0 was in development for 14 months. It was that time a ton of work and discussion went into the project. Doug joined the team shortly after 2.0 started.
Different Doug.
Yeah.
And of course, then April 4, 2002, we got PHP 2 released, the Golden Super Furry Doug's Birthday Edition. Again, not me. of PHPBB. And of course, that was then when the fun started. And I actually then went from there and grabbed a couple other little notable moments.
And you went through the entire history. This is a list here, man.
I have a list. We're going to just try to roll through this pretty quickly, but I've got a bunch of links that I can put on .com if anyone would like to see any of these. Not much else happened in 2002, and I know they got the teams formed. Actually the day after they started, inviting people onto the various default teams, which were fairly about what we have now. They had a support team, mods team, styles team, and documentation team. I guess the moderator team came later. By the time we got a year later, on April 13th of 03, they announced that PHPBB had been nominated for a Webby Award, which I don't think they won, or they would have said, I'm sure, but they were nominated anyway.
Webby Award? What in the world is a Webby Award?
You don't know what the Webby Awards are?
No, I don't know what the Webby Awards are.
Gosh.
In fact, that website, which had the Webby Awards, is gone.
WebbyAwards.com.
Okay,
they still exist.
Webby Awards. Interesting.
It's pretty well known.
Okay. nominated for the Webby Award. Shame that they didn't win that.
Yeah, but they'll win a award a little while later. I didn't find the date, but I'm pretty sure actually they. Well, we'll get to that. About a week later, they also shared. I just put this here just to kind of note it. On April 21st, they noted that PHPBB2 had been localized into 43 different languages. And for only a year after version 2 being released, that's pretty good to get 43 languages on your side. So just kind of goes to show just how quickly PHPBB became quite popular right after the release of PHPBB2.
Jeff.
Kind of laugh about it now, but
Jeff discovered an old download for PHPBB1.
oldapps.com.
Yeah,
that's us.
So May 25th, 2003.
Now it's actually estimated that the development of it's not really sure when the development of 2.2 started. Some have said January of 03. Some have even said as late as early as November of 02. But this is the first time when 2.2 was mentioned on the forums, on the main.com forums itself. And they announced the first planned feature list for 2.2 on May 25th of 03. And I didn't look at this morning because I didn't have time because it's a very long list. But I'd be curious to know how many of these planned features actually made it into PHPBB3.
Oh, well, let's take a look.
Oh, dear.
All right, so let's see.
A lot of these went into PHP 2.2 and then were rewritten once or twice again before 3.0 came out.
Well, yeah, and they last edited this post on August 2003.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow, this is kind of interesting.
Plan full support of Oracle. Did that actually happen?
Yeah. Oracle?
Is it still in there now?
Yeah, Oracle's okay. In there.
There was one that got deleted from PHPBB3. I don't remember which.
Auto-caching, JHP, auto-caching of queries. Yeah. Centralized caching folder layout. Okay. Most of this stuff seems to be...
Super moderator permissions. Now it's global. Bear Moderator.
Firebird database support is in there. Database debugging and output for MySQL. Yeah, these use of OOP where most appropriate.
And this was before PHP 5, David.
Yeah, okay. So we give them a little bit of slack, reduction of number of variables defined. So, yeah, this is kind of interesting because really this is where PHP 3 was born. I mean, in the sense.
A lot of this actually is there.
Yeah, most of it is. Yeah. I haven't found anything that isn't, except the OOP. It is there, okay.
Again, PHP 4 was released in late... PHP 5 was released in late 2004. So cut them some slack.
So let's see, the templating engine, yeah.
Remember, at this time, PHP BB2 is still mainly for PHP 3.0.17 and above.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. This was, you know, PHP 4 was the newbie on the block around this time.
Slight increase in complexity offset by increased flexibility. That is very true. Ability to use or include PHP on a per template basis by board admin. Yeah, everything in the first post is there. Permissions engine.
I think everything in all the posts are there, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, definitely. And then it's a pretty long list. I'm not going to rattle through everything. But, yeah, that's... So...
I don't know about general reduction in processing on submittal of posting. I think there's still a lot of processing that goes on, though.
That's quite a topic. It would be interesting to see a PHP, even a 3.1 feature list like this. Because you went very thorough on that. That was kind of interesting. That was May 25th, 2003, posted that.
Development team, are you listening? We want a feature list for 3.1. This is a nice little morsel that I just decided to link to. August 27th of 03, the post, PHP BB announces new pricing structure. And of course it said, we are pleased to announce a new pricing structure for PHP BB. 2.x will be $0. Database abstraction will be $0. Contributed mods will be $0. And support, the biggie, super high price of $0.
I bet you that was a direct slam to VB.
I think that was the idea, yeah. But it's still worth noting, you know, we're almost 7 years later, and that pricing structure, so to speak, has not changed. That's pretty good. All right.
That's pretty funny.
Now, I didn't say much for the next year or so. There were a couple of things that happened in 2004, and mainly I showed up. That's when I started paying attention to PHPBB. But August 2nd, 2004, that's when Birdie was introduced to the world. Want a PHPBB bear? If so, see this topic for details. Don't be the only person in your street, class, school, university, workplace, old person's home without one. Of course, the link doesn't work there, but that was the very first Birdie. Of course, the second Birdie was the Conquering Olympus Birdie that came later in spring of 06.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had the third, the actual Olympus Birdie that came in mid-07, and we've had that Birdie ever since.
I still haven't posted pictures of my Ninja Birdie.
Oh, dear. How did you do that? Did you paint his fur black?
No. You'll see.
Now, in November of 04, this was kind of, you know, a sad time, or, you know, kind of the teenage years, so to speak, for PHPB, you know, the little... rambunctious, you know, accidents, and there was the infamous 2.11 release, the critical update, the "Damn It's Cold and My Fur Won't Grow Back" edition, which fixed what would a month later become the Santee Worm, and again emphasized the importance of keeping your software up to date.
Yeah.
So we've had a couple episodes we talked about that already, so maybe won't say too much about it, but it's a sad.
January 14th, 2005.
This was bigger. This is when 2.2 was announced dead, became 3.0 Olympus, and the first thing that Paul Owen said, "Did that cause you to miss a heartbeat?" Good, it did its job then. It did for me. was like, what? So, nice little explanation of why they, because based on the kernel numbering scheme, why they were bumping it up to 3.0. And Olympus would be the name. I remember I was when I was on the teams, back when I had the access to the team forum, I went back into the archives and found the post where they had to first vote on whether or not to go with 2.2 or 3.0. And I think I'll be okay saying this. I don't think I'll get in too much trouble about saying this. They had a whole fight. Actually, had a poll, 2.2 or 3.0, and they were fighting. One of the about it. One of the biggest advocates for staying with 2.2 was John Stanley, and he took a picture of Birdie looking kind of sad, you know, and pleading with a sign, "Vote 2.2, please." And it was so cute.
Coercion.
Getting Birdie to
it obviously wasn't enough, though.
But eventually, well, yeah, it went overwhelming to 3.0. And then later, here comes a post from James Atkinson, the Finn. You know, he's still on at the time. And he said, okay, whoa, 3.0? Code names? I go away for a weekend and this is what happens? Apparently,
that's funny.
He missed the whole thing. So then they have like 5 pages of arguing what the heck they're going to make the code names based on. Because they decided they want to do code names for each of the main releases. But they were like, what is it going to be based on? There was some weird, I don't remember what all the ideas were. Finally, at the very end, I don't know where this came from. Maybe it just got pulled out of nowhere. It was, I think it was Paul Owen who said, I'm just going to make an executive decision and it's going to be Martian Mountains or something like that. So, I don't know where that came from, but that's where we got Olympus, and then Asgreus would be the next logical choice for whatever comes after Olympus. So.
Reading some of those old archived team posts were one of the most entertaining things about being a team member.
Yeah, that's the one I remember most clearly. So I don't think that was like 5.5 years ago. So I don't think I'll get in too much trouble for telling about that. But that was interesting. Just seeing the pictures. I think John posted that same picture of the birdie with 2.2, please, about 3 times in the course of 2 pages of that post. So, 2.2 is no more. We met Olympus, but not much else happened. The teams attempted to do community coding projects in August of 2005. You remember that?
Yes.
They generally did not succeed, although they did succeed in getting 2 new members onto the development team, namely David M. Jay and Naderman, and of course Naderman's now our development team leader, so that had a little bit of a benefit. Interestingly enough, the idea for this was that this was actually the first year, 2005, that Google did Summer of Code, and the explanation for doing community coding projects was that the teams became aware of Google Summer of Code too late to become a part of it. Yeah, and they also said that they cannot offer money as the Google Summer of Code did. Interestingly enough, however, they have never since tried to become part of Google Summer of Code in the 5 years since then.
Didn't they try twice?
If they did,
I thought they were part of it.
Did they?
Oh, well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Let's just say if they did, they sure didn't make it well known.
I could be wrong.
I hear that a Jelly Donut's listening to us right now. Maybe you can tell us if they actually tried, because I certainly didn't hear about it. He's not in the chat room, but he said in
one of. We should have a Jelly Donut on here. He's one of the PHBBB history geeks.
Yeah, but the show's getting kind of long anyway, I think. We'll see. Okay, but we got a little bit out of that. Some things that are coming up eventually. We don't know how many of these anymore are going to be in 3.1 or not. Some of these were slated to be in 3.2 back during London Invasion, but things have changed since then. However, there was, you know, the idea of the unified event system. Certainly syndication, which is now a part of 3.0.6. CAN moderate responses, authentication system. I don't know if that's in here or not. Karma, haha. It'll get there eventually. Improved backup and restore. This actually did kind of happen behind the scenes, and so improved version of the backup system is based on some work that I think Vic Dauphant did kind of behind the scenes, somewhat related to this project.
Wasn't the community coding project, wasn't that how they got like David M. Jay and Naderman?
I just said that. Right. I said that 5 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, Missed it.
Yeah. The Wizzy we got under, ha ha ha. And a security and performance test suite, which I guess you guys are kind of using. You guys have been doing some amount of unit tests with PHPBB.
Yeah, they are using unit tests now.
So that kind of, so some of these things have kind of made it in, even though they didn't really come as part of the CCP group. So, oh well, it was nice to know. And then I don't on September 14th of 05, it was kind of a interesting occasion for the teams because that was when Paul Owen, who really kind of spearheaded the development of the project a lot for a number of years, literally like since 2.0. As part of developing for that, he stepped down. He was a lead developer for 2.0.x. He did a lot of work initially with 3.0.x, more than 2.2 half of it, and so he stepped down at that point.
And he is actually still acting as a consultant, actually.
Mm-hmm. Kind of quietly, I assume, behind the scenes.
But, yeah.
Nice. February 28th of 06... was kind of another nice little note because that was when PHPBB moved over to OSU OSL.
Yes, I remember that, of course.
Yeah, and that, I was on the team then, and I really loved it because I was on the mod team, and they took the site down for about a week, and so essentially all the mod and style team people got to take a vacation. We couldn't validate anything, so we just pretty much hung on IRC, and that was it. That was fine. I had just killed myself with an insane project in my English class, so that was just fine with me. ModX premiered on April 11th of 2006. Hard to believe it. You know, we only just now, like 2 weeks ago, got a final version of AutoMod, but ModX came out just over 4 years ago. And they had a number of discussions about it even previous, about having an XML version of the mod template. So ModX became the first XML version of the mod template. In many ways, it was just kind of out there for testing. It didn't really become required until PHPBB3 mod started about a year later. It was a little bit... The first version of ModX was a little bit premature in terms of some of its features, and they did a lot of work on improving the XSL. Over the next couple of releases, so it's a little bit more mature now, but there were a lot of complaints at the time, I remember that. But it was a good... I think now with the performance and features of AutoMod, most people kind of agree it was a good step in the right direction. Just took a little while.
And there was and there was a lot of flack from it, from the people who liked the text template, but...
Yep. I was kind of indifferent myself. I was like... Well, okay, I'll do ModX, but I hate the XSL, so whenever I download a ModX file, I would actually open up the XML source and install from there.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered that. That was interesting. Now, not coincidentally, this date was on purpose. June 17th, 2006, exactly 4 years ago, we got the first beta of PHPBB3. That was done intentionally. I remember I was on the teams then, and we got a nice 10-day warning about that coming up. So, and that's kind of
interesting.
But that was, of course, they had opened up bug tracking for it like a few weeks or a couple months earlier. So that was a good choice. And shortly thereafter, John Stanley posted some stats. In the first 24 hours since the first beta release of PHPBB3, there were 8,373 downloads. That's one download every 10 seconds, using up about 10 gigabytes. Of bandwidth, graciously provided by osuosl.org and sourceforge.net.
Mm-hmm. And that was at the time that Sergeant Guide had already been in the swing of things.
Mm-hmm. So that was a nice release, worked pretty well, and of course, more bugs, because PHPBB3 stayed in beta for another 11 months. This wasn't a PHPBB event, but on January 4th of 07, I started the show, so yay. March 18th of 2007, unexpectedly, after a planned downtime maintenance gone awry, the new website launched. The new website launched, and all of a sudden, everyone got an unexpected early preview of Pro Silver. How about that?
That was interesting.
Mod-style databases were broken for a couple months afterwards. They slowly got them back up, and then redid them, and then redid them again. So, but it worked nicely. And then April 30th of 2007 is when we saw PHP become newly independent as James Atkinson the Finn formally stepped down from his post as the project manager of PHPBB. And of course, a month later, John Stanley also stepped down, making the project manager position extinct, and just when it had PHPBB become run by an oligarchy, so to speak, of team leaders. But so that was kind of an interesting moment there about 3 years ago. That was so. Would have been nice if we could have gotten James to come on the show today or sometime, but I don't think I'm told he's pretty much incommunicado at this point. I don't even know if he has an active website anymore. But luckily, people didn't wallow in fears about that for too long, because about 3 weeks later, May 20th, we saw the first release candidate of PHPBB3. And only about 7 months of release candidates, even though I had like 8 of them. So that was a pretty hefty time for the dev team. And of course, around this time, you started getting into the swing of things. You later joined the teams. And so I'd be curious to know, actually, I don't know if we've talked about this much, David, how crazy was it to be on the teams when they were releasing like a new RC like every few weeks?
It really wasn't all that crazy, you know, but, you know, everybody was, they were trying to get everybody to test the RCs, and I'm like, come on, guys, test this RCs, and, but, it really got crazy leading up to the release of 3.0.0, you know, because then we started doing things like making gold avatars, yeah. Gold signatures, and everything was going gold.
Uh-huh. The website got notoriously heavy that week.
Yes, it did.
Weight of that gold.
In anticipation.
This was certainly a big one, biggie right here. August 3rd, 2007. I think actually the award was a little before that, but PHPBB won the SourceForge Community Choice Awards for Best Communications Project, got bragging rights for a year, a cool banner that went on its website for like 2 years or so, and a thingamagoop from Bleep Labs.
Yep, I remember that. We talked about that, of course.
Who got the thingamagoop, after all?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Maybe Birdie Zilla stole it. I don't know.
That's possible.
I'd love to
see. As long as there's Birdie Ninjas.
If you are a current or former team member and are the present owner of PHPBB's 2007 thingamagoop, please let us know, and we'd love to interview you. Just for the sake of finding out how long it was before you went crazy because of the thingamagoop. Or what exactly the feeling of a thingamagoop does, anyway. Please. What a weird prize. June 13th, 2007, PHPBB 3.0.0 released. Remember your video, David? That was great.
Yep.
I remember the episode where I was like going crazy because you were giving me all kinds of hints, but then not fulfilling on them. Team members were in the chat room, also being, you know, not
coy.
Coy, yeah, not tightly enough lipped, but tight lipped. But I don't know. I was going
just nuts. Dropping just enough hints. Yes.
Yeah, sure. But that was interesting. A lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement, and. Of a downhill ever since, I guess. I don't know. Half a year later, July 2008, I mentioned that was when the PHPBB.com blog opened. I was kind of surprised to see that the blog really has been around for almost 2 years now, because it feels like it's not been as active. So maybe they need to post a little more on there. It's surprising. I don't know. Time gets impressed. July 20th, London Invasion 2008. That was a big conference. Looks like Liberty Invasion may beat it out, but London Invasion is a nice note of... You hope so. You're not even going to be there.
I know, but I still hope so.
You're a much more gracious person than I am. if I can't be somewhere, I get jealous.
That too, but I'm still hope it's going to be bigger.
Yeah. And around the late 2008 is when we started seeing, you know, projects start happening. And, you know, the first beta of AutoMov is December 22nd, 2008. Then in January 1 of 2009, PHPBB2 was declared EOL, which is ironic because I think Internet Explorer 6 has been around longer than PHP B2 was.
Mm-hmm.
Yet Internet Explorer 6 has not yet EOL. I wonder why.
I don't understand that, but it will go EOL. What is it, August this year? Is this going EOL?
July 13th.
July 13th, okay. I was close.
That's IE6. I think we'll have some way of acknowledging that on the show, so you can prepare something. I think what we'll do is the Saturday after that, we will host a funeral for IE6 on the show.
I wonder if IE6isdead.com is available. Get that domain and make a whole celebration.
You know, David, we're going to have a funeral for IE6, and you are going to deliver the eulogy.
It's going to be a celebration.
Oh, come on. You could do something. Remember when Steve Jobs did a eulogy to macOS 9 back in 2002?
No, I don't remember that. I didn't know who Steve Jobs was for the longest time, believe it or not.
Wow. Okay, I'll have to find that video, because that's a funny video where he delivered a eulogy to macOS 9. That was back before WWDC became all about iPhones and stuff. All right.
Yeah.
So, blah, blah, blah. Then we had, pretty much for 2009, the most things I have noted for 2009 was just the other projects. We saw the first RC of UMIL, January 12 of 09. You made that post, actually.
Yeah.
Saw the first RC of Automod, May 14th of 09. The first RC of the Support Toolkit, June 24th of 09. We had the best capture plugin competition in July 22nd of 09.
Mm-hmm.
UMIL went gold on July 25th of 09.
Yay.
July 29th of 09, we saw actually the biggest significant changes to the development decisions, the development cycle of PHPBB. That was when they said, you know what? Linux itself has abandoned the Linux kernel versioning scheme, so maybe we'll do it too.
Well, that was that was when they decided that 3.0 just needed to be rewritten from the ground up and not 3.0 converted in, you know, or built upon to create 3.2 and 3.4. So they still, you know, obviously they're still going with that 3.1, 3.2, that sort of thing. But
rather than trying to cram big features into the 3.0 code base, they will save those for another rewrite for 4.0.
Well, it's not another rewrite. It's the first rewrite since PHPBB was released, because 3.0 was not a rewrite of 2. Major sections were rewritten, but it actually wasn't completely.
And even
read.
So, a lot of the code in 3.0 persists from 2003 or 2005 or thereabouts. So, most of the code in 3.0 is already getting to be 4 or 5 year old code.
Yeah, it's becoming
as bad as PHPP2 was.
See, if I guess they figure if PHPBB development can start with code from the future, then we'll be a few years ahead. Actually, what happens, see, then when we're 3 years behind on the release date, the code will only be about 1 or 2 years old.
Yeah. You can save that logic for yourself. November 17, 2009, 3.0.6 was released, and I put this in here because really, like, we pretty much agreed on the show. 3.0.6 may as well just have been what 3.1 could have been.
Yep, exactly.
It pretty much is the same level of a next step up release, and now we're waiting for the next one.
Yep.
The development team must hate us. We have gotten so evil on them right now, so. No, we'll love you again once you get some more releases coming, okay? Deal? Lovely. June 15th, 2010. This was probably the next.
July 15th. I'm sorry, January, not June.
Yes, too many J's. January 15, 2010. This is kind of the third major personnel change that really kind of affected the group. We had Mike Sievertson, Acid Burn. He stepped down as the development team leader, and of course he did a whole lot of work on PHPBB3 development. It was really part of the development team for many years.
And most of the mod authors of the community went in their closet and cried for an hour that day.
Yes. You know, he was the godfather of the attachment mod for PHPB2, mm-hmm. which pretty much went into PHPB3 fairly much the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you know, that's a very big deal mod. Although we could never get him I remember on the mod team, we could never get him to use the right version of the text template for the attachment mod.
That's funny.
The right version of the mod template, and he refused to go to Mod X. He never went to Mod X. Of course, PHPW3, he never didn't write any mod to PHPW3. He didn't have to. Attachment mod was built in, but... oh, well, but...
Still. He was the inspiration for really releasing AutoMod.
Really?
Because he said that, you know, basically Mod X was never meant to be read by human eyes.
Ah. Well, everyone said that.
Yes, I know, but when he said it, it had a lot more effect.
It was just him? It wasn't the pending riots that would show up at your doorsteps if you never did AutoMod? He might even have been the reason that you guys actually released another version of EasyMod long after you guys had started doing RCs for PHPV3 just to get ModX support to EasyMod before you guys killed it. Just had to get in there somehow.
I have no idea. I'm not going to guess on that one.
Yeah, and then of course we had a few other 1.0 releases this year. We had March 3rd start the port toolkit 1.0. And just a few weeks ago, on June 7th, we had AutoMod 1.0.0 come out. And that's pretty much brought us up to today. But it's quite a history for PHPPV. We, you know, just going from that one, you know, guy sitting up there on his computer saying, I need a forum for my site. I'll write one from scratch, because he was a little bit... He didn't go to Google, which existed then, and realize that there was such a thing called vBulletin. But that ignorance is bliss, and it brought us the bliss of PHPPV, what we have now today. And now it's bloomed into a huge community. We have all these projects, just, you know, databases of mods and styles and custom and converters, I guess, and all that lovely stuff. So we will. If I had an aluminum can, I'll raise an invisible aluminum can. Happy birthday, PHPBB. And I'll have a piece of cake later. Are we going to sing, David?
No. We are not going to
Come
sing.
Come on. Happy birthday
no. to you. This is not good.
Happy birthday to you. Come on, everyone in the chat room, sing along. We can't hear you, but do it anyway. Happy birthday. He said IE6 is a great browser. Dear... PHPBB, happy birthday to you. Woo. Dear P... And Dave, now you're typing. I don't think that PHPBB can do much to help that, David.
No, I doubt it. I doubt it can.
You have to plead to my headset. make the headset gods make my microphone go dead right if I try to sing again. Let's wrap this show up, shall we? I didn't get this link to you early enough, David, but I do have mod style of the week. There's the mod of the week. Quick reply is always a nice thing to have. It got added into PHPBB 3.0.6 finally, after much demand, and we knew that this would be coming out eventually, but this is actually a very nice implementation. It's called Full Quick Reply Editor.
Clicking the post reply and having it page load into the full reply editor isn't enough for you, and you must have your full quick reply, including smiles, topic icons, and BB code listed there on the quick reply, then this mod is for you.
Yeah, but at the same time, I must say, as far, you know, I've seen some other, like, Vision Powerboard, I think, has a quick reply implementation, which is literally everything that was on the actual full reply form in the quick reply box, and it is crowded, it is cramped, it is ugly, and this actually does a fairly light, still keeps the quick reply lightweight. You know, a little bit of a throws in the
if
subject.
You say something, okay, sure.
Whatever you, yeah,
well,
you maybe
yeah,
you
whatever. What? Okay, right, sure. It's but it has the full slew of BB code, the post icon, the
yeah.
smileys.
Yep.
The only thing that it Always. Doesn't have is you know, your what. I'm trying to think here. The attachments, and yeah. and what else?
Attachments.
Is that it?
I think that's it, because you can't. Oh, and the other little checkboxes.
Right, so the checkbox. Yeah, so attachments and options.
Yes, but, you know.
Otherwise, it's the same thing.
Those are things that most people probably won't deal with. Most topics probably don't require people to post attachments on a reply. A lot of times those will go in the first post.
Yeah, and some forums actually disable the attachments.
Yeah.
So for example, MonQuest forum does not have attachments. That's just.
And if you don't like the idea of having post icons there, there actually is some information in the support section on the customization database on how you can get rid of that if you don't like it, because some people don't even use those. But other than that, which may be one extra thing, I think it's a good idea, and I like the idea. I mean, David may be exaggerating, the point of clicking the post reply button. If you do that, you have to click the post reply button. And then when you submit, it has to go to the confirmation page and then back to the main thing. So this gets rid of one of those steps. I haven't gotten a chance to try this out. I'd be curious to see how much this impacts loading. But if it's integrated with the built-in quick reply, then I wouldn't be surprised if it gets loaded when you're loading the topic anyway. So it actually makes replying a bit nicer. Now all we need is an Ajax quick reply editor, and we'll be all good to go.
There you go. Yeah.
Get rid of all the page loading. That's great. I think that'd be perfect.
It would be. That's the way that it should be. And I think, and hope and pray, 3.1 will mean that particular change for us.
Or even if it's not Ajax, just get rid of the confirmation box. Your message has been posted successfully.
I'm going to start a jQuery petition for PHBBB.
There you go. We still need to get the jQuery guy on the show, David.
Yeah, I can't. I have tried. He won't respond to anything, any tiny communication that I've sent him.
Threatened to send FBI agents to his house.
That's a good idea. A good idea.
It's a great idea. That's why I thought of it. All right, Folk Reply Editor by Weeb, Mod of the Week. Style of the Week. This is one of the more recent releases, but I actually think it's pretty nice. And it kind of also fits in with our theme of aging. Softwood by freeforums.org. There.
Okay, thank you.
Softwood by freeforums.org. It is based on wood. Wouldn't that be obvious? And it's pretty much, it's clearly based on Pro Silver, but it has a little bit of nice, it's not, I don't think it really is transparency, but it has the illusion of transparency by adding a little bit of darker type of wood on the border, so it actually kind of looks like you have the forum like a
it's
little plastic on top of wood. Yeah. Some customized icons there too. And David, I know you're excited for Toy Story 3, but let's focus. That took a minute. You get the joke, right?
Yes, of course. I get the joke.
took a little bit of a minute, but they're Toy Story 3 has been doing a lot of buzz advertising.
Yes.
back to the theme or style. So I think it's a pretty nice style. I also find it interesting to note the PHPBB logo has been redone using one of the earlier proposals for what the PHPBB logo would actually look like for version 3. If you go into the history of Pro Silver development, you'll actually see that this particular font, the way they have the B's lined up, was one of the earlier proposals for the PHPBB logo. They rejected it to have a little bit more of a rounded feel, but little trivia there. And they've, of course, done it in the woodish theme here. So I kind of like it. I think it's a nice little theme. It kind of gives you a little more of a subdued feel, but not too subdued. And so.
And it looks very woody.
Very
woody.
There you go. So there you go. Softwood by freeforums.org, which means I presume it's free. It's your style of the week. All right. And that's all we got for today. Do you want to have a reprise of singing Happy Birthday?
No. End the show quick. Thank you for joining us.
Just kidding.
Be sure to join us next week when we'll talk about
HTML5.
HTML5, yay.
Yeah, this was a topic we were going to talk about weeks ago, but we never got around to it. So, but since we are, I don't know, if we, maybe you can listen to us on your new iPhones if you get one. If you were lucky enough to get one. It sounds like half the world is going to have to wait for August or something like that to get one. whatever. So if the world is still, you know, in one piece by then we will be having the show next Saturday, June 26th, episode number 153, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, or 1700 UTC time. We're going to talk a little bit about HTML5, about some of the myths, some of the realities, maybe how it could possibly apply to PHPBB in the future, how true is Apple, or how legit is Apple in trying to hype HTML5. We'll talk a little bit about some of this stuff and be a little more of a technical centric episode, but you know, we'll have to see what happens.
Well,
remember, the chat room exists.
Bust some myths about HTML5.
Bust
some,
and Apple. There you go. Mythbusters.
And Apple, yeah.
I think, and maybe I'll try to see if I can get a battering ram. I don't know. I probably can't. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for links to all the different historical topics and wonderful things we talked about on this episode. Find all of our past episodes. Check out our forum at StarTrekGuide.com. Follow us at Twitter.com/phpbbweekly. Remember that on Wednesday we will be launching a straw poll for the t-shirt contest. So if you are not satisfied with having the teams just pick the best t-shirt, you can vote for one yourself. If you have some extra fun stuff lying around and would like to donate a prize for the straw poll, let me know. That'd be great, because we're broke. I'm certainly broke. And that's it all we got for the show. Thank you for listening. Remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag. You're it. See you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.